Hello and welcome to Zach's Corner, your favorite show right here on Body Snatch, the official audio network of the Pod People. How's it going, guys? As it sits, it is a Wednesday, and you got a new Zach's Corner. Back on the horse, I suppose, in a way. Welcome, of course. I'm Zach. I think you guys kind of get that from, me saying it's Zach's Corner. I thought I nailed the intro and now I'm second guessing it, but that sounds good though. So I think we're gonna go with that as the operative one. We're still figuring it out here. For those that are new, welcome. For those that are, lingering around, hanging out with us still, we love you. Thanks for following us over. Of course, if you want the Pod People proper, we'll link to the Pod People anchor page in the description of this so you can get all the great Pod People content. In case you're curious, episode 23 is going to be coming out soon because we're going to be recording a new episode, idealistically sometime this week. So just a heads up, maybe keep an eye out over there on the Pod People page. our streak continues of I'm doing another horror movie this week on Zach's Corner. Which, if you'll mark it, every episode since Body Snatched was launched has been a horror movie. And honestly, that wasn't the plan. But you know me, I get stuck in a horror rut. And I tell you guys all the time, it's not a horror show, I promise. But it was brought to my attention that, dude, you keep doing all these horror movies. And I get that. But I guess that's just in the mood I'm in, So, sorry if you're not a fan. If you only want it during Shocktober, I get that. But, yeah, this is just where we're at, man. I don't know. I just picking the movies that come to me, and this one came to me. And this week on Zach's Corner, we're doing The Lost Boys, which is a really awesome 1980s, like late 80s vampire movie. Spoilers, I guess. In case you're waiting for that to get through the review. This is just one of those most awesome movies ever. I still remember when I watched this, I was like in sixth grade, and I thought this was like the coolest movie ever. I was like, wow, this is like the best. And I gotta be honest with you, and no part of me, and I'm not even like joking, like no part of me thinks this is a cheesy or bad movie. Like, I legitimately think this movie is badass. I think it's super cool. Deaths are great, the jokes are great, the actors are great. I mean, it's such an awesome movie, man. I mean, we got Jason Patrick, who should have been huge, honestly. He's a narc. If you're looking for another movie, you might have seen him. He's the bad guy in The Losers. Of course, we got Kiefer Sutherland in this, and he's in Flatliners. And of course, I guess most famously, he's Jack Bauer in 24. We got the two Coreys. We got Corey Haim, and we got Corey Feldman. Alex Winter, which, is awesome anytime you get Bill or Ted in a movie. So, who doesn't love that? Yeah. I mean, this is just kind of like the movie. So, I hope you guys like The Lost Boys as much as I do because this is such a great movie. And if you haven't seen it before, hopefully you enjoy this review and it makes you want to go seek out this really stellar movie, man. All right, let's get to fun facts. This was released July 31st, 1987. We had a budget of 8.5 million, and our gross in the US was 32 million, and they said worldwide gross was 32. So that means that it wasn't released internationally. I guess it was just here, which means internationally you guys missed out on a killer movie. I'm sure it's made it out its way since then. Of course, our director of this is Joel Schumacher, which you guys will know from when we did our review of Batman and Robin. I'm sure we brought up the Lost Boys during that one. I'm almost positive I said I'll get to that. And look, we got to it. And the other one we got to get to is Flatliners. I'm going to do that for sure. I don't know if I can get that on the Pod People proper. It's a movie I kind of want to fight for, but I don't know how well that movie's going to be received because it's an odd one, but I love it, man. Check out Flatliners too. All right. So here we are, Zach's Corner. On a Wednesday, and you are listening to me shuffle some papers. But what you're really here for is Zach's Corner, The Lost Boys. So we start out with just fabulous, like amazing, great music, which is sprinkled all throughout this amazing movie. You're gonna hear me say that a lot because I really love this movie. I saw it when I was like young, so like, you know, that's when movies capture you, is when you're young, you know what I mean? Like when you get older, like the less and less movies are like, whoa. Like I got like, you know, flashbulb moments in my head, like Fury Road or like Blade Runner 2049 that still remind you that you love movies. But it's really when you're a kid that the magic of movies works, you know? And Lost Boys is one for me. And so we're getting credits over an ocean. And then we see, you know, there's a pier and a boardwalk. And we see our crew of vampires, right? You know, they are David, who is Kiefer Sutherland, Marco, who of course is Alex Winter, you know, Bill himself. And then we round out our crew with Paul, and then Dwayne. Paul and Dwayne are kind of interchangeable. One has blonde, long hair, and that's Paul. And the other one has a dark, like, you know, black hair, and that's Dwayne. And then we don't see them with the gang here, but the rest of their little vampire cult? I don't know what you call a group of vampires. Anyway, the rest of their little clique is Star and Laddie, but we'll get to them later. So we see our crew, and they're kicked off the boardwalk because they're harassing this couple on the carousel. And this rent-a-cop's like, I told you guys not to be here. You got to get out of here. So, you know, they're kicked off. And then later at night, we see the boardwalk's getting closed down, and we see the rent-a-cop getting into his car. And we got a lot of like flying like crane shots here. And then it zooms in on the thing as if, you know, something's flying at the rent-a-cop. And then he's trying to open his car door. Then he gets pulled away, and he's pulled away so strong, his car door gets ripped off with him. And it's like, holy shit. And then we get a different day. It's like daytime now, and there's a family driving, and it turns out they're moving to Santa Carla. And this is our main family. This is our mom, Lucy, and this is Sam, who's Corey Haim, and this is Michael, who of course is Jason Patrick. So that's cool. Yeah, they're moving to Santa Carla, and they drive past the billboard, and on the back side of the billboard that says Welcome Santa Carla, it says Murder Capital of the World. Not exactly the place you want to move to if you see that. Like, that's gonna be kind of a downer place. Then we get some shots of the town. There's lots of missing people flyers, which is concerning, but it plays into that Murder Capital of the World thing. And yeah, it's just kind of like a, like, you know, it's kind of chill, like kind of surfer place, right? Like there's a lot of beach stuff, but like it's pretty like run down. Like a lot of things look a little sketchy, a little dirty, a little not great, right? And then we get to our destination, and it turns out they're moving into their grandfather's house after the divorce. So the mom left the dad, and they've moved to Santa Carla to move with grandpa. And you know, when they first introduce grandpa, he plays a prank on them, like he's dead on the porch. So we're getting kind of like who grandpa is right away. And yeah, there's lots of creepy taxidermy in the house. Like apparently the grandpa's big into the taxidermy, and that's one of his rules is you don't go in his taxidermy little workshop. You also don't go into the second shelf in the fridge. That's where his double stuffed Oreos and root beer are. You stay out of there. And then yeah. So the grandpa's kind of funny, but I gotta be honest with you, he's kind of a dick too. Like throughout this kind of movie, like he's got like a little bit of like he's a dick. Like I mean, he's still cool, but you're like, I don't know, there's something a little off by the old guy. And then you know, yeah, he tells us more that, you know, a lot of people have died in Santa Clara, and he said that, I'll just put it to you this way, if all the people stood up from their graves, we'd have a population problem. So that tells you that's probably not great. Then at night, we're at the boardwalk again, and there's a big concert, and Michael, he sees a girl. It's Star. She's one of the vampires. And you know, he can't keep his eyes off of her, you know? You've been there. When you see, like, a certain someone that you just, like, wow. Just all the attraction in the world, you know? Yeah. So that's where Michael's at. And then we see the mom. She's kind of walking around, and she finds a lost kid, takes her to a shop owned by Max, and then the mom comes and saves the kid, and this guy Max, who owns the store, he's real impressed, and he's like, Oh wow. He's like, you're a real nice person. Need a job? And she's like, do I look that desperate? And then haha. So she gets her job because she needs to get a job, so that's cool. She works for Max. And let's see. Okay, and then we see our little crew of vampires again. They're walking around, they go into the store, and Max throws them out and says, I told you not to be around here. And then we also see his dog Thorn here. That's where we're introduced to his dog. Oh, and the family, they have a dog, Nanook. So this is a dog-friendly movie. So if you're a cat person, maybe you're not gonna enjoy it, but it's all right. And then we see Michael and Sam. They're following Star around the boardwalk. And with Star is the little kid vampire, Laddie. And they're kind of always together. And, Sam, he goes into a comic book shop. And this is where we meet the Frog Brothers. And one of them's Corey Feldman. And, they're kind of rude to him at first. But, he shows off his comic knowledge. And then they're, like, a little bit nicer to him. And then they give him a comic book on vampires. And, like, you're going to need this. This is like an instruction manual to living in Santa Carla. And then there's some people attempting to rob the store, and the Frog Brothers chase them off. And then we see Star, she meets up with David, and then they take off. And then we see this couple in a car. They're like reading comic books that they stole. And it's a couple that was getting harassed the other day by David and the guys. And their roof of their car is completely ripped off, and then they're pulled out of the car and like viciously murdered. So fun times. And then the next day we see the grandpa, and he's showing off his car to Sam. He's like, no one takes my car, no one drives it but me, like this is my car. He's like, you want to go into town? And he kind of just moves the car like a little bit in the garage, and he's like, that's as far as I like to go into town. And so we found out grandpa's like pretty much a hermit, just wants to go bang neighbors and work on his taxidermy, and that's just what he wants to do in his retirement. We get a little bit later exposition that the mom died like 8 years ago. So grandpa's kind of been on his own for a while, you know. And then Sam's back at the comic book shop. And then, the Frog Brothers, they explain Santa Carla. It's filled with vampires. And, we're vampire hunters. Here's our number. I hope you never need to call us. Like, that's what they say, right? And then we see Michael. This is now later at night, and he's buying a nice jacket. And then he finally gets to talk to Star. And they got some sparks. There's some instant chemistry. And then they're gonna go get food. And then David's gang shows up. And then he's very possessive of Star. Like he's like, you're coming with us, right? And then he tells Michael, meet us at Harold's Bluff or whatever the fuck he says. And Michael's like, I'm not gonna race you. You guys are gonna definitely win. And then David's like, you don't have to race us, you just have to keep up. So they all drive off, and then we get some driving montage with some awesome music on top of it. And they're driving, and then they get into the like deep fog, and they're kind of taunting Michael a little bit, and he eats it, like he completely wipes out on his bike. And it's a good thing he did, because they're right at like the cliff. Like there's a cliff right there, and Michael almost dies. So it's pretty good that he ate it, otherwise he'd be in trouble. And so they end up going into like their little vampire lair, which is this hotel that had it was this big grand hotel on the cliff. And during an earthquake in San Francisco in like 1906, it fell through like a crevice. So it's kind of like just disheveled, destroyed building, just like kind of hidden away. And yeah, they give Michael some reefer, so that's good hosting right there. And then we see Sam, he's going to bed, and his mom's being real sweet to him. And then the grandpa brings him a taxidermy beaver, and it's just like, all right, this is wacky. Right? The grandpa's just too much. And then we're back with the crew, and they're eating Chinese food, and Michael thinks he's eating like maggots and worms, and he's like completely thrown off. He's like, but it's not, it's just regular rice and noodles. But like, he's like tripping out, like he's thinking it's this food, like they're egging him on, telling him it's this stuff. And then Star tells him to stop messing with him. And then they pull out this like wine bottle, this really nice like ornate like wine bottle, and David's drinking from it. And he's like, come on Michael, join us, be one of us, drink from this, right? And he's gonna drink from it, but Star's telling him, don't do it, don't do it, it's blood. And just like the Chinese food, he's like, oh, so you guys are just fucking with me. So then he chugs it. Like he actually drinks the blood. And then, you know, we get like a, you know, a party montage, and then they end up there on a bridge. And you know, it's like kind of foggy and it's dark at night, and they're like, you know, oh, come on, Michael, this will be fun. You're one of us now. And then they all go, and then Michael looks, and they're hanging at on the bottom of the bridge, like off of like different like parts of the structure, right? Like they're just kind of dangling. And so Michael, he goes down there, and then a train comes and starts to rattle the bridge, and all the guys start to fall off. And then David, he's the last one there with Michael, and he tells David, you know, you're one of us now, right? Like nothing can hurt you. Like you just let go. You know, you are one of us, right? And Michael's not doing it. And you can hear them like laughing and playing around, and Michael's trying to hold on, but he loses his grip, and then he falls into the fog, and he's just like falling listlessly, just like in just deeper and deeper into the fog. And then we end up seeing him like just in bed, and it's like the next morning, and Sam, you know, he comes in to wake him up because of the phone call. And he opens up the blinds, and it's 2 p.m. And, like, mom's calling. She wants to know, you know, what's up with you? Like, are you still in bed? And then Michael tells him to give him his sunglasses, so you know the light's affecting his eyes. And then so he talks to the mom, and she just wants you know him to watch Sam tonight because she's gonna be out with Max. And then Grandpa, as I said, he likes to go bang the neighbor, so he's gonna go see her. And so there, it's just Michael and Sam at home, and then there's these motorcycles circling the house at night, and you know it's David, right? Like that's what we think. It's David and the boys. And then Michael goes outside, and there's nobody there. And then Sam, he goes upstairs to take a bath, and then Michael, he's drinking milk, but then he drops it, and he's like having chest pain, and like he's kind of transforming, right? Like something's happening to him. And then it's almost like primal, right? Like he just goes upstairs. And he gets into the bathroom. And then Nanook is in between Sam and Michael. And Nanook sees Michael and he attacks him. And he knocks him down the stairs. Then Sam comes out and then he's like, oh, what's happening? Like, what'd you do to my dog, you asshole? And then Michael shows his hand, he's bleeding, right? And he's like, Nanook attacked me. He's like, well, why did the dog attack you? And he's like, to protect you, right? And so then Sam comes downstairs to check it out, and then they're both looking at like a mirror that's downstairs, and Michael's you know his reflection's like translucent, like they can see through him. And then Sam freaks out. He's like, you're a shit-sucking vampire, you're one of the undead. And then like he runs upstairs and he's like, I'm gonna tell mom and she's gonna be so pissed off at you. It's so funny. He's like, you're a goddamn creature of the night, Michael. And then Michael, he goes to lay down, and Sam, he calls the Frog Brothers for help, and they tell him that he's got to stake Michael in the heart. You know, you got to kill him. And then you know he's like, I'm not gonna do it. And they're like, well, you better sleep in a garlic tuxedo, my friend. So they're no help. And then Michael, he wakes up, and he's on the ceiling in his room, and he starts to freak out. And then he ends up outside. He's kind of floating around. And the mom, she calls home to check on them, see how they're doing. And she can hear Michael's voice like outside the window. And so, you know, Sam's kind of freaking out, and he's like telling the mom, he's coming to get me, mom, he's coming to get me. So the mom, she ditches her date with Max, and she just runs home immediately. And then you know, Michael, he tries to get him to help him, like try to get Sam to help him. And Sam does, he helps him back in the house. And you know, he's like freaking out a little bit, and then Michael tells him, like, you know, don't tell mom about this. He's like, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna fix this. It's gonna be okay, right? Like, everything's gonna be fine. Like, I'm not gonna hurt you. And so then the mom comes home, and, you know, she's in total panic. And then Sam, he covers it up. He just says, you know what? I was reading one of those horror comic books, and I'm okay now. Like, I'm fine. So, sorry that I freaked you out, but it's all good. And then the mom kind of lectures Sam, like, why is there milk on the floor? What are you leaving the refrigerator open for? Like you know, you're trying to refrigerate the whole neighborhood. So she's already kind of distracted and not asking about Michael. And Michael's sneaking out of the house as the grandpa's coming home. And then Sam, he comes in to the mom's room after a while, and he's like, "Can I sleep in here with you?" And she's like, "Sure." And he's got like covered in garlic underneath his robe, you know, just to make sure. And then we see Max. He's at home and he's kind of getting fucked with David's gang. And then Michael, he goes to the hotel to find Star, and he finds that blood bottle and he breaks it. And then he finds Star, and they're talking a little bit. And then Star's like, "I can't tell you. I can't give you details. I can't." Right? And then they bang. And there you go. And then in the morning, you hear the gang members return. And then Michael, he's looking at his hand while he's laying there next to Star. And his hand's completely healed. And then he goes home. And then him and his mom, they have like a little bit of a talk. And Michael's a bit dismissive. And the mom's upset about it. She's like, "Aren't we friends anymore? Like, why can't we talk? Like, why won't you look at me?" You know, because the sun's blinding him because he's a fucking vampire. And then, Sam, he goes, Sam and Grandpa are in the kitchen, and Sam asks Michael, he's like, "Did you fix the problem, Michael?" And then the grandpa's line makes me laugh really hard because the grandpa just looks at Michael. He's like, "Looks like I'm not the only one that got lucky last night." So it's pretty funny. And then Sam and the mom, they go to drop off wine at Max's house, and she's attacked by Thorn. And Sam, he goes to the Frog Brothers to tell him, like, they're like, "You guys can't kill Michael, but someone, we got to figure out this vampire stuff, right?" And he's like, "Michael's not a full vampire yet, right? He's only like a half vampire, right?" And so what they got to do is they got to find who is the head vampire. If they kill the head vampire, all the half vampires will no longer be vampires, right? And so the plan is to figure out who it is and save Michael, right? So they don't have to stake him. And they come to the conclusion that the head vampire should be like, it must be Max, right? Because Max fits all the criteria, right? He has a hellhound to protect him while he's sleeping. And they're like, it's got to be him, right? Because he's kind of weird, and he's around the mom, and it just makes sense, I guess, right, to them. And then they said, the Frog Brothers are like, "We'll check it out." And then at night, we see Michael leaving when the family's getting ready for dinner with Max. And when Michael opens the door, Max is there. And then he's like, "Since you're the man of the house, I'm not gonna come in until you invite me." And then Michael says, "You're invited." And then Michael leaves as the family has dinner. And then Sam has brought the Frog Brothers. And so they try to do all the things to expose Max as a vampire, right? To reveal himself. They try garlic, try to make him eat garlic, doesn't work. They try to like splash like, water on him, that doesn't work. And then the reflection, they turn off all the lights, put a mirror in front of Max, and then they turn it back on, and Max has a reflection. And so none of it works. So, Max can't be the guy, right? And then he decides to leave, and he and the mom have a rescheduled dinner at Max's tomorrow. So they still want to try to make this work. Then we're at the boardwalk, and then Michael confronts David, over the whereabouts of Star, like, "Where is she?" And then David's like, "You're never going to see her unless you come with us." So they go to a party at the beach. And this is where all the vampires reveal themselves as vampires to Michael, and they devour this party of like, 8 or 10 people. And they're just like covered in blood. And they're like, "This is you. You're one of us. You're a vampire. And even though you didn't, partake in this, this is your life. You're gonna live forever, but you're gonna have to feed." And then we're at home. Then Michael and Sam, they're talking. And then Sam's kind of pushing him to see who the head vampire is. And Michael's like, it could be David. Like, that's what they're thinking. And then Star, she comes over to talk to Michael. And she apologizes for all this. And she explains that you're not a full vampire until you make your first kill. So, the little kid vampire, Laddie, and Michael, they're not going to be full vampires until they have feasted on somebody. And she also reveals that Michael was supposed to be her first kill to become a full vampire. And so she wants Michael to help her and Laddie escape. And then Sam, he calls the Frog Brothers. And then the next day they come over. They all steal the grandpa's car. And it's a really funny moment because the grandpa, he's like making a fence. So he has like big, like wooden, like fence posts that look like stakes. And I bet you that's gonna come into play later because it's foreshadowing, but you know, I don't want to be too obvious. And so they all go to the rundown hotel, and Michael, he grabs Star and Laddie, and you know, he's gonna get them to the car. And then the Frog Brothers and Sam, they're looking for the other vampires. And so they find the vampires, and they don't know who the head is, so like, we're just gonna have to get all of them. We'll start with the little one. So they go and they stab Marco, and then he just like viciously starts convulsing and leaking fluid everywhere, and then he hits the ground and it wakes up David. And then David's like, you're gonna get it. And so he's kind of chasing them through the dark, and then they're able to escape because they get to sunlight. And as David reaches out to the sunlight with his hand catches on fire. It's like, oh shit, that's not good. And then they get to the car, and Michael, Star, and Laddie, they're all sleeping in the car. And then, you know, Sam's the one that drives, right? And so this actually helps out with like a lot of things, with this whole half vampire thing. Because I don't know if it bugs you guys. It was bugging me too, right? Like, well, how are they able to be out in the sun and stuff? It's like, oh, okay, because they're not full vampires. So they don't have like full on all the bad stuff yet. So I guess once you're full vampire, you know, that's when the sun's bad and like all that kind of stuff works on you. So I don't know. I think it's interesting. They do a good enough job for me to clarify that and to make it all work. So judge it on your own merits. I don't know. I think it works. So they get back to the house, and Nanook is freaking out because of all these, you know, undead people in his house. And so they put the dog outside, and then they get the grandpa. Oh no, they have a really funny moment when they all come home right away. Grandpa, he presses Michael. He's like, do you know the rule about filling up the car after you take it without asking? And then Michael's like, no. And the grandpa's like, well, now you do. And then he just walks away, which is really funny. And you know, Sam and the Frog Brothers, they go down to tell mom. They're like, hey, you know, all these vampires are gonna come, they're gonna attack the house. Santa Clara is filled with vampires, you know, we're all gonna die, right? And the mom's like, no, you're not ruining my date with Max. Like, just go home. Like, I can't believe you're being so selfish. So they go home, and then they're gonna prepare for things. They stop by a church and they steal holy water, and then they get the grandpa out of the house by saying the neighbor wants to shag, and so grandpa leaves. And then they shut and lock the windows and doors. They light a fire in the fireplace. They fill up the bathtub with holy water and garlic. And then they all fill up some water guns with the holy water. And then we see the sunset. And then the vampires fly into the night. So we know shit's about to go down. And then we see the dinner at Max's. And the mom's kind of explaining, like, I'm so sorry, like, about all this. And he's like, she's like, yeah, my son told me the craziest thing. And Max is like, tell me all about it. And then we go back to the house. And then, you know, the Frog Brothers, they give a rundown on the vampires. They're like, you know, we just got to stake them through the heart, like all this kind of stuff. They're like, none of them are going to die the same way. Some are going to go quietly. Some are going to, like, you know, be loud. Some can explode. Some can implode. Like, you know, we're going to see some crazy shit right now. And boy, do they deliver on that. And we see the vampires descend on the house. But Nanook is still outside, and Sam, he goes to go grab him. And then Michael goes to help, and you know, they run, they get the dog, they all get back in the house just in time for the vampires to try to get in. And Dwayne, he breaks through the fireplace and he attacks Sam and Michael, who are incapacitated. And then the Frog Brothers, they take Star and Laddie upstairs, and they're gonna stake them, right? They're like, let's just get these two bloodsuckers out of the way. But Paul's upstairs, and then he attacks the Frog Brothers. And he takes them into the bathroom where the bathtub is, and they splash him with the holy water and the garlic, and his face starts to melt. And then Nook runs and he knocks Paul completely into the bathtub, and then he just completely disintegrates in the bathtub. It's really awesome effects, really love that. And then after that, we go downstairs, and Sam and Mike, they were knocked out, and Sam comes to, he's trying to wake up Michael, as we can hear Dwayne saying things to him. And then Dwayne, he comes down to attack Sam, and he grabs him, and Sam sprays him in the face with the water gun, with the holy water, and it gives him a moment to get away. And then he grabs a bow and arrow, and he's able to shoot at Dwayne. Dwayne hits the ground, and then Dwayne pops up and he's like, you missed. And then Sam has another one ready to go, another arrow. and he shoots him, hits him in the chest, and then he falls back into the stereo, and it's just all kinds of electricity popping and everything, and then just like this huge explosion. And then Sam goes, "Whoa, death by stereo." It's pretty great. It's pretty awesome. And then Sam runs upstairs, and so does Michael. But David drops in and intercepts Michael. And then they're kind of like fighting a little bit. And then upstairs, Laddie, he goes a little full vampire. The Frog Brothers are going to stake him, but Star stops him from doing that. And then we're back down to David versus Michael. And, David's kind of playing with him a little bit, flying around different locations, attacking him and everything. And then, they get a little bit of banter. And then Michael, he transforms like into vampire. Like he goes into vampire mode, He's like, "You're one of us." So they fly into each other and they're kind of tussling each other around, throwing each other into walls. And then they fly towards the grandpa's taxidermy room where he has all these antlers lined up on the table. And Michael's holding the door frame. And David's like, "Come on, you're one of us." And then Michael lets go, and then he heaves David onto the stack of antlers. And then David's impaled by antlers through his chest, and it's great. And then Michael, he's still a vampire, right? And so we figure out, oh, David's not the head vampire. So if it's not David, who is it? Then Max and the mom show up, and they're trying to figure everything out. And then they're trying to explain things to mom. They're like, "This is all everything that happened, like all these vampires and shit." Then Max walks over to David, and he looks sad. And you're like, "Oh, this isn't good." And then Max reveals, he's the head vampire, right? He's like, "We're gonna be one big vampire family." He's like, "Lucy was all about you. Like, I always loved you. I wanted you to be the mother to your boys and to my boys, right?" And they're like, "Well, how are you the head vampire? Well, none of those things worked on you." And you're like, "Yeah, your powers don't work if you're invited into someone's house." And they're like, "Oh, damn it." So Max is like the head vampire. And then they all start to gang up and try to attack Max, but he's like fucking everybody up. Like he's just throwing people around the house and everything. And then he grabs Sam as a hostage. He says, "Lucy, join me. We're gonna be one big family." And the mom, she's going for it. And then Grandpa drives through the house with one of the fence posts flying off of his truck, impales Max into the wall, and then he ignites into flames, and then he explodes. It's fucking awesome. And then Michael, Star, and Laddie, they're no longer vampires because they were half vampires, and everybody celebrates. And then the grandpa, he gets out of the truck, walks into the kitchen, opens the fridge, goes to the second shelf. He pulls out a root beer and he drinks it. He's like, "The only thing I could not stand about this town was all the damn vampires." And everybody's face is like, "What the fuck, Grandpa?" Right? And then we get credits. And there you go. Pretty good. So that's The Lost Boys. A lot of really, really fun movie. I really think you guys will dig it. It's like an hour and 37 minutes, so it's a short one. Just quick, easy, makes you feel good movie, right? Just a good time at the movie. So obviously I'd highly recommend it. I think it's a great one. I think you guys will have fun too, especially if you like horror, if you like vampire movies, you like killer 80s soundtracks, and you like an awesome cast. I mean, even people I didn't name, when I was going over the guys in this that I love, Jamie Gertz is in this. She's around a lot of movies. She's like in Less Than Zero, and she's in Twister, right? And then she's on this sitcom, Still Standing, which is actually pretty funny. And the mom is Diane Wiest, who is one of the aunts from Practical Magic. So we got like a lot of killers. The dad, not the dad, but Max, the big bad, is he's the dad from Gilmore Girls, which I guess I should know from other things, but that was just kind of like the one that's on my head. So there's a lot of like killers in this movie, and it's well acted, well directed, and it's a lot of fun. I think you guys will really love The Lost Boys. Yeah, if you guys love Zach's Corner and you want some more Pod People fun, I would suggest checking out the Pod People anchor page. Link to that in this description of this episode. And also, go ahead and check out our Facebook. We have a lot of fun over there on our Facebook. So if you guys want to check it out, by all means, check that out. And a lot of great things coming to Body Snatched soon. So we're all very excited. Happy to have you guys along for the ride.└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└];└······];└ I hope you guys are having fun, and I hope you have a great day. I will see you very soon, man. You guys take care. Bye.